Happy Monday, boys and girls. Today is my Monday as far as the pay period, but today is my Friday. I am anticipating this not to be the easiest of days, as Monday usually isn't, and the days at work that are supposed to be not easy have been a bit tough on a brother. They gave me this schedule, and I figured the off-peak hours would provide some levity, whatever levity means, but it didn't. But though I'm turned on and getting things done, it's 5:13 a.m. and usually I'm a morning person, but right now it almost hurts. And looking forward to the rest of the day, I'm not optimistic, but Mr. Scale said 224 today, which is very, very encouraging. It actually made me happy. I was excited about that 224 as I ate a whole ribeye and french fries last night. Another thing about that 224, when I jumped on the scale at 5 a.m. this morning, I know that it should I had got on the scale 3 hours later, when I usually get up, it would probably be a pound and a half less. It would probably be a pound and a half under that. So I might really could probably fool myself into being like a 220, 222. But either way, I'm very happy with my weight. I'm happy with the things I'm producing and creating. I'm happy with my energy. There's still some things stuck in my mind that I'm dealing or working with. And I have a confession. I went back on the Black & Miles. Full disclosure, I went back on the Black & Miles to fill the void and help with me not eating, and it's working. I stopped the sweets and stuff, and but I don't smoke. Like, if I last time I smoked would be like last night before I went to bed. I don't smoke until I get off of work, so I don't want to go to work smelling like any kind of cigarettes. I don't smoke at work, but you know, as soon as I get out of that building, you know, I pump one up and I can feel it bring my body down. And that's kind of what I want it right now. I don't want to say that's what I need it, but that's kind of what I want it. I want it, just brings me down. You just feel it, it's almost like depresses me. It's almost like a drug. And it's, you know, and that's kind of what I wanted, because it's, you know, I stopped my eating. It just calmed me down. And it's a crutch. It's a crutch. Just like I really want to, you know, same thing about you marijuana people. Like, marijuana doesn't want to drill. Marijuana is this. Marijuana is a crutch, y'all. You know, I smoked for a while and it was good, and I stopped, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm better. You know, I stopped smoking, I'm better off. You know, I'll even put it that way. I'm better off. I'm more functional. I'm more capable. I'm seeing things more clearly. I'm dealing with stuff a lot more directly. And I know some people use marijuana for pain, but then again, that is, you're using marijuana as a symptom to cover up symptoms of the real problem, which may or may not be dealt with. And that's personal, and that's, you know, between you and your marijuana. But, you know, all my friends and buddies who, oh, weed is good. I'm telling y'all, weed ain't all that good, y'all. It's addictive, and it may do you harm that you don't realize, or a lot of people just don't want to talk about, because all our buddies is doing weed, and weed is so cool. Weed is just so cool. Don't say nothing wrong. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm better off without it. That's just me personally. I'm better off without the shit. You know, do I want to try it again? Sure. Do I want to go back? Sure, I do. I want to try it at a P-Funk concert. I want to feel that again, you know, because nothing, you know, there's something really good about that. You know, look, you're high at a marijuana high at a, you know, P-Funk show. But my problem is moderation. The day-to-day stuff, waking it up, waking and baking, your day is done. For me, waking and baking, my day was done. And I ain't talking about B-A-C-O-N, you know. So I just wanted to say that. I probably didn't want to say it, because I know all you pro weed people out there just love weed, and weed is the winter drug, and y'all don't want to hear nothing bad about it. And all the studies say weed did this, weed did that, weed saves cancer, weed. But I'm telling y'all, get off of it and see what happens. Get off of it for a year or two and see where it takes you, see what your body does and how you respond, you know. But other than that, I'm back on the black of Miles. It'll be temporary because he'll start giving me a headache and making my stomach hurt and not giving me the effect that I want. And I'll quit. And hopefully I won't go back to food. You know, like this is definitely void filler, changing my life, dealing with it in a way that I do. It'd be run to something else, not quite run, but go to something else. And that was food. I had to break off the food because my weight was getting crazy. So I went to Black & Miles, talking to you like this, having an expression, taking all that energy and putting it into me, which I found to be very, very exciting and exhilarating. I get a lot done. I've accomplished a lot. My focus is good. I stepped up at break yesterday at lunch. I just started walking because I'm into this walking thing now. At break yesterday, I just got up and just started walking just briskly. Just didn't even know where I was going. I just put the headphones on, just walking. And I looked up, I was like, where am I going? I'm just moving, ain't I? You know, I just got that will of moving. The energy's coming back and I'm getting the mojo back. I'm getting JEFFERY back. And, you know, of course, there's still things on my mind about things. But I know that this feeling that I have now is really good, you know. And in the back of my mind, of course, those things are still going. But right now it feels really good to be in the JEFFERY and doing stuff. And it's I love life. Life is humbling. I love life. Hey, I got 10 minutes to get out of here. I love life. I really, really love life. Life is very good, people. Anyway, peace, y'all. Happy Monday. Happy Friday. Happy Tuesday. Whatever day it is for you in the work week, if you work at all, or if you're just laying around smoking weed all day. See, I didn't mean to say that. And I don't want to sound like a conservative Republican. Come and think about it. Why are all liberals considered non-racist? You know, at atheist convention, you know, I went to an atheist convention, right? And a guy kind of broke it to me. He said, you know, just because they're atheists don't mean they don't have other problems. Problems, you know, because there are racist atheists. And I was like, wow, I never put the two together. But why does everybody think that liberals aren't racist? And that all the conservative or right wing are racist? They're not mutually exclusive. That term is not mutually exclusive, but it seems like we lump them all together like that, you know? Because there are liberal racists, I'm sure. And there are non-racist right wing conservatives. But that's not the narrative. That's not the way we want to, you know, put it out there, because that would just make it too complicated to discuss. That would just make it too complicated to discuss anyway. And there's racist weed smokers. There's racist everything that we seem to think because they're Democrat and liberal and, you know, pro-gay and got a dog and drive a Mini Cooper gas-saving Prius that they're not racist. All this stuff is not mutually exclusive. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Two times on a Monday. I didn't even think I was going to talk this much because it's like 5:21 a.m. But